learn some basic laws of the Yom Tif of Purim. We have to chazu all things that we learned. We spend the day learning about the Mishloach Manas. A day learning about Matanis Lev Yainim. A day talking about the Inyan of Chodesh Adam, Mishnichnas Adam, Arbim, Mishimcha. Okay, what else do we learn? One other thing we learn. What else do we learn? How can we forget? Mishloach Manas, Matanis Lev Yainim. What? What? Oh, that's part Megillah. Wait, the reading of the Megillah.
Yesterday.
Right, the reading of the Megillah, the laws of reading the Megillah. Correct. That's already four. Now we go to topic number five. Topic number five is there's a mitzvah. To put one of the four mitzvahs is to have a seuda. Okay, why do we have a seuda? It says because the yimei mishta v'simcha. The pshuta shel mikra. It's a pasuk in the Megillah. There's an obligation. I read my notes here. Obligation in the Megillah. To have, yimei mishta v'simcha. Mishta, a party. Why did Mordechai and Esther institute that Purim be a day of mishta v'simcha? Because the whole miracle of Purim revolved around a mishta. How did it all start? It started when Achashverosh, meaning the Megillah, made a party for the entire world to celebrate the end of the Jewish people. It's been 70 years since Daniel gave over the word, or since Yirmiyah said, Miketz Shivim Shana Efkoid Eschem, at the end of 70 years, I will remember you, and I will allow you to return to Eretz Yisrael, and we build the Beis HaMikdash. And Achashverosh said, look at that, it's now been 70 years since the Golos of Yehoyachin. That was his mistake. He did not calculate the 70 years from the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He calculated the 70 years from when the king Yehoyachin was exiled with the Choresh v'Hamasker. Now that itself, we have to appreciate, is a very, very significant thing, idea, which I don't think it is even possible for us to understand. In other words, we've been brought up from the crib that the Churban took place on Tisha B'Av. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that is the Churban. Everything that happened until that point in time is just dressing. It's just a process. It got worse. This happened, that happened 11 years before there was the Golus of, really, there were three exiles. Yehoyachin, Yehoyakim, and then Tzidkiyahu. There were three exiles. Yeah, so that was just, you know, a hachana, the Golos of Yehoyachin 11 years before, the Choresh v'Hamasker, turned out to be something very good for us because they were able to establish themselves, prepare for the future. It was the Golos of Yehoyachin, and then there's the Golos of, then was the Churban. So it's just a hachana for the Churban. And everything, then there's Shivas Betamuz, they breached the wall, then the siege 2.5 years before, and then there's the Shivas Matamos. Oh, and the Golos is defined by one moment in time only, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. From the Megillah you learn there can be nothing further than the truth. It's not the Prat. Because how could a human being, make a party for the entire world to celebrate the end of the Jewish people, celebrating Miketz Shivim Shana? It's now been 70 years since the Churban, the Golos, and the Jewish people have not been redeemed. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. The whole world went for this? That it's been 70 years? Do the math. It was 52 years. It wasn't 70 years. It wasn't. Where do you get 70 years? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on this calendar day. Now, the Purim story took place, do the math, I don't know the exact numbers, did not take place 70 years. It took place approximately 52 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, or something a little later than that, something along those lines, maybe more like 59 years. 59 years. What are you talking about? What are you celebrating? What are you celebrating? That the Nevuah has not come true. Time is not up yet. The answer is the world, the entire world that was into this, they did not look at the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash as the Churban.
Right.
So what a shul did, it's like, you know what happened when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? It's like the inspector from the Department of Buildings came down and said, this building is not stable, it's a sakana, it's condemned, and we're going to demolish it. You have buildings in the United States that are deemed to be not safe for whatever the reason is. So they say, everyone get out, and they bring in a demo team and they dynamite the building, and that's it. What is the Beis HaMikdash? It's just a shul. So you have a shul here, you have another shul, a lot of shuls. Okay, the Beis HaMikdash is special in our eyes, but the Beis HaMikdash is not Yadus. The Beis HaMikdash is just a Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael is Yadus. And if Nebuchadnezzar was able to flex his muscles and exile the best, the elite of Klal Yisrael, and everyone else would just remain there in Eretz Yisrael to be caretakers for a dead land, a land that was a skeleton, where the Shekhinah already was very severely diminished. The real Golos was the Golos of the Choresh v'Hamasker. It was 70 years since that event. That's the way the world looked at it. That's the way Achashverosh looked at it. And that's the way Klal Yisrael looked at it. That's how they looked at it. And if that's how they looked at it, that means that's the way it really was. There's MS in that. And the fact that they went to a party to celebrate their own destruction is a tragedy beyond belief. That Klal Yisrael can go to a Seuda to celebrate their own demise, and they can voluntarily go, and they can drink wine and enjoy their own demise, celebrating, it's now been 70 years since Golos Yehoyachin and the Chosh V'Hamasker, and the Yirmiyah, the Navi told us that after 70 years we're going to see signs that we're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. And here Haman's 10 sons just canceled the permit to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and no one's interested in going to Eretz Yisrael, and everyone has intermarried. Are you kidding? So, and then everyone, they go to the party to celebrate. It must be, Yirmi was wrong, it's all over. So the story of Purim reveals, number one, what is in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, the real Churban. The real Churban is Golos, much more than the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why there was a big party, and everyone went along with this party. And the tragedy, we ourselves participated in this party. Thus, when we celebrate the victory of Purim, we have to undo the damage. And the way we undo the damage is we have a party again. This is like cognitive, what's the term for that type of therapy?
Cognitive
therapy, where you relive the experience. The Su'udas Purim that we celebrate forces us to reflect how foolish we were and going to a Seuda to celebrate our demise. And it's a bittersweet Seuda. Everything about Purim is bittersweet. Mitzad Echad, we survived. But how did this whole story start? It all started with a lavish Seuda of a Mishnah Yayin. And here we are in Purim. Chayiv Adam Levasun Bipuraya Adelo Yoda. You're going to drink a lot of wine to celebrate your victory. Yeah, why was there even a tzar to begin with? Because you went to a mishtayayin to celebrate your own demise. So it's essential. The Seuda of Purim is not like a Seuda on all of the other Moadim. All of the other Moadim by nature are just days of Simcha. It's a day of happiness. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have the Mon, Anani HaKavod, Matan Torah. These things have nothing to do with food or with a Seuda. The Seuda of Purim is fundamentally different than the Seuda of any other festival. Because the miracle of Purim all is rooted in a Seuda. It's rooted that Sarah began because we went to a Seuda to celebrate our own demise. And that's enlightening to appreciate that our the Churban of Klal Yisrael is not based on Migdash. The real Churban of Klal Yisrael is Golos. That's the real Churban. And we celebrated that. That Yirmiyah's prophecy didn't come true. And the Tikkun, when we now come to thank Hashem that we survived, the way we thank Hashem for our survival has to be through the same way we got into this Tzara. The way we got into this Tzara is through a Seuda. So now we thank Hashem for taking us out of this Tzara. We have to make this Seuda extra, extra special. It has to be Mishteh, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Mishpacha. Where do you have such a Seuda in Tanakh, any Yom Tov, where there's an Inyan that the Seuda should be a Seudas Mishpacha? Called Mishpacha, Mishpacha.
At the beginning, that's why.
It doesn't say Mishpacha there. The guy's Levincha. It's just the Karm Pesach. There's no real Seuda. A bias. A bias is not a Mishpacha.
That was the Rabbi Soloveitchik gave a shiur, so it was like about 50 years ago.
But also, you're limited by the animal. How much you have to do the Karm Pesach. The Karm Pesach only serve that many kazesim for people. You're limited. By the Sudas Purim, it's called Mishpacha u Mishpacha. There's an Indian of Mishpacha. The Seuda has to be celebrated to an extreme to be misaken the fact that the entire holiday came about because of we celebrated for the wrong reason. So that's a very important insight to appreciate. One of the four mitzvahs of Purim is the Sudas mitzvah. The Seuda of Purim is unlike any other Seuda that we have the entire year. Those are just Seudas as a means to celebrate an event. The Seuda of Purim is the Seuda is the Tikkun. We're celebrating our victory, recognizing that we got into the Tzara to begin with only because of a Seuda. And what was the Seuda? Golos. It was a Seuda recognizing 70 years past since we went into Golos, and that's it, we're hopeless. That is a terrible tragedy, and that's why we need to now enhance our meal to appreciate, to come out of that mindset. Okay, let's go to some of the halachas. So now that we know the significance of the Seuda, how do we eat? So a lot of places, this goes back to everything about Purim. There are better ways to do it, and there are not such good ways to do it. Whatever you do is good, but obviously, first you're mahader. A lot of the places can say that you should, this Seuda should have basar and yayin. Okay, you have to be able to afford basar and yayin, but it should be a meat meal, not a milchik meal. It should be if a person is not allergic to meat or whatever and he's able to afford basar and yayin. Next question. Can you make the suit by day or by night? Can you be kind of the midst of suit at night or by day? Only by day. Having a su'ud at night is a nice thing, but it's not a kim of the mitzvah of yimei mishteh v'simcha. Must be done by day. Next question. Should you do it before Chatzos or after Chatzos? Now the minhag ha'olam is, because we're very busy people, and people have a lot of mitzvahs to do, they have to go to shul and daven, and they have to hear the Megillah, and then this one needs to go to this Megillah lading, and this one and that one, and go here and go there. And there are other mitzvahs hayom of Mishloach Manos, and Matanas Lev Yoinim. So the way it just happens to fall out, work out, is that most of Klal Yisrael doesn't end up eating their su'ud until much later in the day. Is that correct? Is that ideal? Not necessarily. Many of the poskim after mincha. So many poskim say it's 100% yoytze, but it would really be ideal to have the suda before chatzos. That's how you have a suda. And Shabbos, we're makbid to have the suda before mincha, before chatzos. So why should Purim be any different? Like I said, it's not very practical for most people. But there's no question that in the poskim, they definitely give kedima that the ideal thing to do is yimei mishteh v'simcha. The suda is done in the morning. Like every other suda that you have is done in the morning before chatzos. That would be ideal. And in fact, there are many halachic challenges of having the suda in the afternoon because did you daven mincha yet? Once you come to the afternoon, technically speaking, you really mechuyif daven mincha before yid asuda.
Right.
So go to mincha. Okay, that can be a solution. But many people don't have the option to necessarily daven mincha. Depends on the situation. Daven mincha. So you're gonna so you have to have a suda in the afternoon. Then you have to finish before you daven mincha. You can daven mincha first. So what are you gonna start the suda at the end of the day, and it's going to extend into the night? Is that ideal? Now. It's not. There's no question about it that it's not ideal, and I'll prove it to you. It's not an ideal thing to start the Suda 5 minutes before sunset and eat the majority of the Suda the following night. Even though I know you'll show me in many Swarm, oh, that's whole Purim. There's a lot of nice Drush that the whole purpose of Purim is to take Purim with you into the year. A Gans Yor Freilich. So you start Purim at the end of the day and the Suda extends into the night. To extend the Yom Tov against your Freilich. I'll prove to you that that's beautiful drush, but it's not halachically sound. What's the proof? One of the things that we do by the Suda is we recite Al Hanisim. In Birchas HaMazon, when you finish your Suda, you bench, you recite Al Hanisim. What happens if you forget to say Al Hanisim? Do you repeat the Birchas HaMazon?
No.
So the bottom line is, no, you do not.
You make another
suda. You do not. Very good. That's what you, why should you make another suda? Who says you have mechuyif to say Al Hanisim? However, that conclusion only comes after enormous agony by all of the Gedolei HaPoskim who really seem to indicate that you really, really may ikar hadin, you should say the benching all over again. Because it says in the Megillah, Yivei Mishta V'Simcha, you must have a Suda, and if you have to have a Suda, you have to mention that it's, I'm going to discuss this point a little bit later, okay, I want to discuss that part of the Lamas, you have a Suda, and you have to mention Purim, and if you're not going to mention Purim, so it's not really a Suda's Purim. So it appears clear as day that Me'ikar Hadin, you really, really should have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon if you forget to say Yal HaLeviyava. For technical, Al Hanisim. For technical reasons, we do not. But because it's only due to technical reasons, Rav Meir says something that is correct. If a person eats a Suuda, Purim day, and he forgets to say Al Hanisim, he should try to find a solution to say Al Hanisim. Now the ideal thing would be, wash again. Wash and have another meal. That would be the ideal thing to do. If you can't, doctor's orders, wife's orders, no more food for you, okay? It's not healthy if you have another meal. So then, you know, it would be ideal to listen to someone else bench and listen to their benching word for word, and you'll be yoytze with his Al Hanisim. Shumea Koine. That would be the ideal thing, to either eat another meal or listen to someone. Listen to someone, because it's very, you're treading on very thin ice that you may really not have been yoytze Yesu'udas Purim if you did not say Al Hanisim in the Birchas HaMazon. Halacha l'maisa, due to technical reasons, you can't. Now here's my proof. What happens, this is the halacha clear as day, what happens if you start your Su'udah 5 minutes before sunset and you continue to eat after sunset into the night? Lavish Su'udas Purim, going into Shushan Purim, which most of us do. That's really what turns, that's very common today. People, they start before it's Shkia and they eat the main Su'udah when it's already past sunset. And now when you bench, when you finish your Su'udah, you forget to say Yale V'yavo. Al Hanisim. Is there any Indian for you now to go and have someone say benching and you'll listen word for word? Or you know what, I'll have another Suda. Nothing.
Gone.
Zero.
Gone.
It's mu'uvish she'eino yochol liskoin. Once you have already, ilichatchila, you're supposed to say Al Hanisim. Since you began the Suda 5 minutes before sunset, there is no question, you are mechuyev, you're obligated to say Al Hanisim when you bench. But if you forget to say Al Hanisim when it's already nighttime, there's nothing to discuss. Even the poskim who say you're mechuyev to repeat the benching, even those poskim, I'll give you a long list of them, who say you're mechuyev to repeat the benching if you forget to say al hanisim, agree, then in this case you do not repeat the benching. Because right now it's night. It's no longer Purim anymore. So you see, there are a collection of poskim who hold that if you forget to say al hanisim, you should repeat the benching. We don't go that far, but we are instructed, you know, you should feel guilty and you should eat another meal. Eat a kazayis of bread so you can say al hanisim to mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Purim with an al hanisim, or listen to someone else bench. But if you start your suda at the end of the day and the suda continues into the night and you forget to say al hanisim, there is absolutely no need for you to repeat, to wash again, or to listen to someone say al hanisim. It's too little, too late. It's a mistake that cannot be corrected. So what do you see from that? That eating the suda at the 5 minutes before the day is over and extending into the night is not the real deal. It's not the real deal. Because look at the halacha, look at the al hanisim, which is the main part of the suda. So anyone that tells you, oh, that's the way you're supposed to do it, is mistaken. Because the halacha clearly says that you're not supposed to do this. And the proof is in the al hanisim. It's a very nice drush. It's beautiful drush. That you start at the end of the day and you take Purim with you into Shushan Purim, into the whole year. The ideal thing is to eat the entire Suda Purim day, not post Purim. Okay, so now, that the Ikar Zman, this you say, the Ikar Zman is to eat the Suda by day. Now, once you're eating it by day, the time to eat it is, the ideal time of a suda is to eat it in the morning. Again, not everyone can do that, and of course you have other mitzvahs, hayayim, and your family, and most of the decisions in life are not yours to make anyway. It's your wife's decision to make when we're going to have the suda, who's coming for the suda, when they're going to arrive, and everyone has their personal needs. So of course you can definitely do it, many people do that, but the ideal thing would be to have a suda by day, early in the day, before chatzos. Okay, next thing, light candles. There's a minhag to light candles, just like Shabbos candles. There's a minhag to light. You don't have to light the whole leichter, but you're supposed to light two candles. Why do you light two candles? I saw something new this year, that it's a ner neshama for Mordechai and Esther. Do you believe that? I see right. So from the Sfarish, this is a Sfarish sefer I have. It's a very good sefer. Put him in Tzion. It's a Sfarish sefer, and he writes. It's typical of the Sfaradim. It's a ner neshama. Why? Mordechai and Esther, they sacrificed quite a bit for us. Yes. Esther was lost, kasher avadati. She was married to Mordechai, and when she willingly went to Achashverosh to ask for Klal Yisrael, it meant one thing for sure, that he would have relations with her, because that's what the Shagitz does. When a woman walks into his room, that's the first thing that he does. So going there was a given that he would have relations with her. She could no longer claim she was an oinis. She was an oinis. She was forced karka oilam. So she will be willingly submitting herself to Achashverosh, and that would make her usur to ever return back to her husband Mordechai. So it was a very great sacrifice. And Mordechai lost his wife also by telling her to do this. So we acknowledge their mesiras nefesh, and we light a candle for them. It's a ner neshama. The poshup shah, why you light candles, is ambiance. Ambiance, it creates, it's a sudas yomtif. A sudas yomtif, you light candles. You're supposed to light even by day, even the sudas by day, like Shabbos. You're supposed to put on the table two, this is more than everyone says this. No one disagrees. You're supposed to light safety first, of course. Don't blame, you have to be safe. But you're supposed to light at the Sudas Purim two candles. Like a Brismila, Shabbos, Shabbos, you don't make a bracha, but you light two candles. I always start with, because of, it's the Sudas Yomtif, the ambiance. And he says, yeah, that's true, but there's another time. I never saw the new time from the Sfarash Apayskin. These are Ner Neshama. For Mordechai and Esther to recognize the sacrifice demand on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable, unbelievable idea to say such a thing.
I never saw that. Never
to light candles?
Always.
To light candles? No, we light candles. My mother always did candles.
By the Suda, always light candles.
By a Su'udas Purim, this is even a Litvish halacha. Even the Kalta Litvaks. You should know the Litvaks, they love Purim more than anything else. It's their favorite holiday. Because why? Because on Purim, they say, wait a whole year to hear Evel Gadol La Yehudim. It warms the heart. It warms the heart of the Litvak, the Kalta Litvak, right? They wait a whole year for this, the Litvaks. The Kalta Litvaks. So it's obviously a joke, obviously, but there's some truth in every joke. Okay, but in any event, lighting candles is not a chassidus sheminog. It's a halacha. Okay, to what degree it's a halacha, I have to go back and find the exact source, but it's something that is very commonly done by everyone to light two candles at the Seuda of Purim. Okay, next. You have to eat bread, you have to wash. Okay, we'll discuss a little more at length in a few moments. You have to wash. Or can you be yotzei gnashing the whole day? Gnashing on sponge cake and on hamantashen and on the kreplach. Okay, you really have to wash for kreplach. A real kreplach you have to wash for. Yeah, you have to wash for kreplach. It's pashtida. We'll discuss that. But you have to wash. Obviously, lechatchila, yeah. This is one of those things, you know, that you know, who you can tell someone that you're not yoytze. If someone ate, my suda was I ate a hamantash. That was my suda. Can you say to him, you're not yoytze? You can't say to him, you're not yoytze. You can't say. But is he really yoytze? Is that the way you have a suda's for him? Not really. Okay, I'm going to talk about that in a few moments, about why it could be taka very much worse to not wash on Purim than it is other times when we're very lenient. We'll discuss that soon. But lechatchila, you're supposed to wash, and you're supposed to wash and bench, and say al hanisim. Okay, Chazal say that this type of suda is supposed to be very exotic. And like we explained, because if you understand the whole time of the suda, you may mishav simcha, it's different than all of them. We discussed that, it's different than the other sudas. The whole essence of Purim is built based on the Suda of how we got into the problem. Also, it's Miramis to the Suda's Esther. Esther invited Achashverosh to a double Mishteh, to one Mishteh, another Mishteh. She fasted for 3 days. So now when the fast is over, you got to eat. Everything about Purim, you notice the Megillah is about food. The whole Megillah from beginning to end is about food. The beginning of the Suda, there was a party that we should not have gone to that party. Esther then invited Achashverosh to two parties. Haman's downfall came at a party, and we celebrate. You may mishteh v'simcha. And before we came to that salvation, Esther instituted not to have a suda. And which suda did he tell us not to have? The whole Klal Yisrael listened. The Seder. That's the biggest suda. And before Purim came along, what was the big suda in Klal Yisrael? The big suda was the little Seder, and we fasted. We have to make it up. We got to make up for the fact that the whole Klal Yisrael did not celebrate Lil Pesach, did not have a Seder. So we have Sudas Purim. So everything about this about Purim is about a Su'udah. They did not eat Sudas Lil Pesach. We went to the Su'udah we should not have gone to. Esther invited Achashverosh to two Su'udahs. It was decreed that you may simcha, you may mishteh the simcha, and that's why the Sudas Purim is in a class by itself. It should be done with a lot of joy, a lot of pomp, and a lot of money. Okay, now during that suda, there's a halacha. Chayiv Adam, verse you say, also say zmiros. You're supposed to say zmiros, and you're supposed to say Torah. Why? La Yehudim Aysa Oira Simcha V'sasin V'ikar. Oira, Zu Torah. How can you have no Torah? Some people don't learn a word. Purim is a day where there's no learning. How could you not learn on Purim? The whole Yom Tov of Purim is La Yehudim Aysa Oira, Oira, Zu Torah. How could it be there's no learning on Purim? There should be more learning on Purim. You should stay up the whole night learning on Purim. That's what Purim is all about. Kimu V'kiblu. It was a new Kabbalah Satoira. Mevatlim Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah, only because Mikra Megillah is the license to learn Torah. So therefore, people make a mistake. They say, oh, Mevatlin Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. So Kal V'chomer. Ma'adach HaMevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. Kol shekin ashim mevatel talmud Torah from mishloach manos, ashim mevatel from matnas levyanim for sudas purim. The whole day there's no Torah, right? Chas v'shalom, you got krum mevatlin mikra megillah talmud Torah from mikra megillah because mikra megillah is the makar of why we learn Torah because kimu v'kiblu. So once now you read the Megillah, get back to the books. Go back, and there has to be an inyan of Torah on. They have this fellow, he made this thing called Yeshivas Mordechai HaTzadik. Who's the one that I haven't discovered who it is? Right, Folk's son. You know, right, Folk, he was nifter recently. They had a write up in last week, the Mishpacha magazine last week. He was a Rav in England, right? England?
Yeah.
In England? He's a very, very big Talmud Chacham, a very big Paisek, a very beloved person. The community, they really, really loved him. His son, if I'm not mistaken, it's his son. He instituted like worldwide, it's unbelievable, certain things become very popular. A worldwide thing called Yeshivas Mordechai HaTzadik, where different communities, they encourage children, and really anything you do for a child, it means for adults. You can't tell an adult what to do. So you have to nuance your demands for the adults. We're talking to the children. It's like when they have these technology seminars about filters and Shmir Senayim. The children. Don't worry about the children. Worry about yourself. Okay, all of these technology seminars are really aimed at the adults, that the adults should be nizar in all of these issues. And they just use the word child to make believe, to take away the shame that the adults are the ones who are addicted and need more help than the children in these matters. There's Tfilas Mordechai HaTzadik where they give kids money and prizes. They should learn on Purim. Not to forget that Purim is about Limud HaTorah. They should go to Beis Medrash and they learn. And today, in the last couple of years, it's beautiful. They have a lot of learning with children. They show children, they give out prizes and different things to encourage them. They should walk away from Purim Darwin, that Purim is about learning. It's not about masquerading and snappers, pop snappers, whatever they're called, and guns and all these things that they do, noisemakers. It's about learning Torah, because it's like Yehudim Yisrael Orev Simcha. Okay, the next thing is, now, is this part of the Suda? Is not part of the Suda? And it is, Chayiv Adam Levasim Puraya Ad Lo Yada Bein Aror Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. Okay, this is the Maamar Chazal. When do you do this? Do you do this during the Suda, or you do this during the day? The Pashto says that this halacha is to be fulfilled during the Suda. Chayiv Adam Levasim Puraya, which will loosely translate to become intoxicated on Purim, to the point, Ad lo yada bein oror haman lebaruch Mordechai. Are you supposed to do this 9 o'clock in the morning, and then later at 5 o'clock sit down to a suuda, or this halakh of levasumi puraya is part of the suuda? It's a chelik of the suuda. The pashtus is part of the suuda. Okay, and if it's part of the suuda, you should know if people would fulfill this halakha. If you've, there's a big dilemma, we'll discuss if you've mechuyv to fulfill this halacha, if this halacha is a real chi, but even let's say you would tackle go to the extreme opinion that a person has an obligation to mekayim the halacha of levasumi bepuraya ad layad ben araham al-baruch Mordechai, if people would be mekayim this when they're supposed to, as part of the Sudas Purim, 95% of the problems would go away. If you mekayim this halacha when you're delivering mashalach manos, it's a nightmare, because people, they do foolish, silly things, and then they got to get them home, and then they get into accidents, and this happens, that happens. If it's 5 o'clock, or you're at home, and you're having your su'udas purim, and then you drink a little too much, and you get a little giddy, and a little crazy, and you taka don't know, what happens next? You collapse right there on your bed, and goodbye, and 95% of the problems that we have with this halacha would go away very conveniently. It's because people don't know that chayiv adam levasume bipuraya ad lo yoda is a din in the su'udas purim, not a din in walking on the streets when you're delivering mashalach manos. When you come to mincha, how come you come to mincha? Did you eat? You should not be coming to mincha. Did you eat your suda yet? No, not yet. I'm coming to mincha because the halach is first you die mincha, then you eat the suda. So why were you already mekayim livas mipuraya? If you're coming to mincha and you're drunk, you're not, and you didn't eat the suda yet, so it's too early for you to have been mekayim the halach of chayvan livas mipuraya. Okay, 95% of the problems would go away. There would be 5%. 5% still would exist. But 95% of the issues would go away if you mekayim this at your su'udas Purim. Now, bechlal. So you have it early. So you have it early. The person, whatever happens to him when he comes into this state, will happen to him in a safe environment. Because the su'uda, 95% of the time, is a safer environment than walking on the street by someone's house and doing foolish things. Now, in general, are you even chayef to do by the suda itself? Are you chayef to do this? Are you really chayef to do this? It's brought down in the Gemara, but there's a major machlekes apoyskim as to what are the requirements. Rashi, believe it or not, holds to it lahalacha. It should be taken literally. But you should know that 95% of Rashi's piskei halacha we don't accept. Whatever Rashi says, this is the halacha. You'll almost always find that we don't pass it like Rashi. Rashi is the Rabban. Rashi the wine business, right. So Rashi maybe was immune. It could very well be that Rashi was speaking from experience. Rashi was immune to the effects of wine, or at least the negative effects of wine, because Rashi was in the wine business. So Rashi dealt with wine all the time, and Rashi knew how to hold his liquor.
Tolerance.
Rashi knew how to get intoxicated to the point of lo yada and arhar lohar ohom loch mordechai without the negative effects, because Rashi was accustomed to wine. Okay, so Rashi holds it should be taken literally. He's saying a very good point, because Rashi was a winemaker. Rashi had a different relationship with wine. Rashi, however, we rarely passing like Rashi. Very, very rarely. We always pass like the Rambam. The Rambam always carries the day. Ruba de ruba, not 100% for Ashkenazim, not necessarily, but the Rambam says it doesn't mean lahalacha that you should get intoxicated. The famous Rambam, Yoiser meher geloi, more than what you are accustomed to drink, does not mean to get literally intoxicated. Levasume does not mean shikur. It means levasume, more than what you are accustomed to. And the Ramah paskins like this, and the Ramah says the way you become lo yada, you take more than what you're used to, you'll fall asleep, and when you're in a state of sleep, you taka don't have das. Someone who's sleeping does not know. Bein aruhama and lebaruch mordechai. There's a lot of drush on that, not for now. However, the Ravya is very famous for another halacha of wine. What does the Ravya say about wine? He says that noshim by the seder are chayiv to do heseba. It's famous Ravya. Why? He also was into the wine. Why? We pass like the Ravya. We know get what? It's heseba. What is women? They mechuyiv do heseba. Why? Noshe didon chashuvas. Because women's lib. Women today are chashuvas. So even though Meikar Hadin, a woman who only has to heseba is only men. Now, because the women, it's not the derech, they're not the only noshim chashuvas. Noshe didon today, every Jewish woman in modern times is chashuva. And therefore, women today are obligated to do heseba. The same ravya that demands of a woman to do heseba, which is accepted in Klal Yisrael as sliced bread, okay? This ravya is the same ravya who says that when it says in Chazal, Chayiv Adam Levasim Bepuraya, it's lemitzvah v'lo la'akev. There's no halacha. It's like a Dvar Gadol. There's no halacha. There is absolutely no requirement to do this. You want to do it, good for you. But a requirement al pi halacha? What are you talking about? There are four halachas. Matanas lev yoinim, mishloach manos, mikra megillah, and sudas purim. There's no fifth halacha of getting drunk. If it was a mitzvah, it would be written down as number five. Memela, there is no mitzvah at all to drink even one drop of wine. L'mitzvah, mitzvah means over here, his words are, if you want to do it, okay, it's a night, it's in the spirit of the day. But it's not something which has any halachic weight. So he's the most lenient of all of the opinions. And we take the Ravya very seriously on Pesach when it comes to wine. And Pesach is only 30 days away from Purim. So if you take the Ravya seriously on Pesach, you should take him seriously when it comes to Purim. You have no obligation to drink wine on Purim, especially if it's going to bring about trouble. Trouble, which we know today, it will bring about trouble. In ancient times, they all say people were dignified people. Nichnas yayin yetzei soid. We want that soid to come out. We want it. Today, we don't want it to come out. Today, we're scared. We're petrified what's going to come out. It's better stay away from the yayin. The Rav Yoh says it doesn't mean to be taken literally. The Rav Yoh says chayav means it's a divrei agada. Chazal sometimes they use the words in an extreme way, but not to be taken literally. Okay, now okay, we're going to finish up some more. You have to say al hanisim. Okay, there's also a minog to eat. Eat the hamantashen. When should you eat a hamantashen? It seems that all of the eatings. So you tell someone that you're crazy. The hamantash is to be eaten during the Suda, not the whole Chodesh Adar. And not even on Purim. You only eat the hamantash. You eat when you're supposed to eat. You drink when you're supposed to drink. At the Suda. The hamantash is the dessert. What's hamantash, by the way? Seeds. Today there's no real hamantash anymore. It's like poppy seeds. They don't exist anymore. Where could you find today a poppy seed hamantash? Are you out of your mind? It's apricot, raspberry, chocolate, 31 flavors like Baskins and Robbins, but no poppy seeds. Okay, the real hamantash is zeroinim. Why? Because Esther, when she was locked up there in the palace, Achashverosh, there was no mashkiach. The food was not kosher, certified as being non-kosher. All the food in Achashverosh's palace was certified non-kosher. And therefore, what did she eat? She ate seeds, zeroinim, poppy seeds. Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who ate seeds, so therefore has a zecher for her eating seeds, so we eat poppy seeds. And you just keep eating poppy seeds, so you got to wrap it up. In some type of dough, so we make hamantashen. Why are there three sides? They're hats? Come on. That's not true. That's clearly not true. They wore three-sided hats. What does a hat have to do with anything with Haman anyway? Okay, so no one really, I've never found a satisfactory answer as to why hamantashen are triangles. It's like the old Vart. It's like pizza.
Because it was a triangle.
When you understand why pizza is round and put in a square box and cut into triangles, you'll then begin to understand why the way and the nature of a woman's thought process.
This is the answer.
A love triangle. Libi Oimer Li. That's not the reason why hamantashen are triangles. It's too complex not for the kinderlach to tell them about a love triangle. Doesn't seem to be a very good way to mechanech children. Okay, so you're supposed to eat the hamantashen when you're supposed to eat during the meal, and then it's supposed to eat pashtida. What's pashtida? Pashtida is... Do you mind if I go straight to the end? Or you want to take a break? Go straight to the end. Okay. What is pashtida? Pashtida is basically Franks in blankets. Isn't that what a pashtida is?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Franks in blankets. Mm-hmm. Well, really a frankfurter. Frankfurter. Meat. Pashtida has to have meat, and it is enclosed in a bun, in bread. A frankfurter. Really a frankfurter. Because it has to be cooked. It has to be baked. A frankfurter is no good because a frankfurter, you put the frank into the bun separately. You make the frank, and you have the bun, you put them together. Pashtida, you have to bake the dough with the meat already inside, but it's baked. A pashtida has to be baked, and that's called kreplach. What's kreplach? Basically, pashtida, it's regular bread with meat inside. 3 days a year we eat pashtida on Hashanah Rabbah, on Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Why? It's hidden. The meat represents the good stuff. It's hidden away. On Purim, the nes was a hidden nes. It was wrapped up in nature. It was a hidden nes. On Hashanah Rabbah, there's a hidden din. It's hidden. It does not appear to me that today's a Yom HaDin, but on Hashanah Rabbah, there's the din is coming down from Shemayim, the Pisca. It's completed. It's hidden. And on Erev Yom HaKippurim, also Erev Yom Kippur, there's also what's hidden on Erev Yom HaKippurim. I don't know what's hidden about Erev Yom HaKippurim. The joke is.
Okay, that's why the expression is when
you clap. The joke is, the way to remember is whenever you clap. Erev Yom Kippur, you clap Malkus. They give you Malkus. Yeah. The minig is that you lie down after davening. You ever do this, Rabbi? Say in shul, after davening is over, you lie down, and the gabbai has such hana. Finally, takes off his belt, and he whips you. He whips you. Malkus. Erev Yom Kippur. Don't worry, you'll see soon. Don't worry, it'll be a new chumrah very soon. You'll see. Flappish Jewish Journal will be a facility to come to where they'll do it with hiddur. Okay? They'll have a special whip. They'll have special people that are going to do it very well. There'll be a special place. There'll be a mashkiach. And they'll have the Red Cross there just in case. Just in case you need some help when you finish. Hatzalah also need, and it'll be a good fundraising, a very good fundraising. And then you clap Haman on Purim, and on Hashanah Rabbah you clap with the Aravos, on the Aravos. So when you clap, you eat Pashtida. So these are two things that you're supposed to eat part of the meal, Haman Tashin for dessert, and the Pashtida is part of the meal. Those are special things Now, interesting question. Are you allowed to have a Sudas Mitzvah on Purim? Let's say you have a Bar Mitzvah celebration. Sheva Brachas. You want to make a Siyum on Purim. Is it a violation of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? To combine your Sudas, a Bris. So what about, are you allowed to combine it with your Sudas Mitzvah? So L'chatchila, no, you're not supposed to combine. Yes. You're allowed to combine the Sudas Purim with a Sudas Mitzvah. There is no issue of Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. The Sudas, no question that it's a Sudas Purim is unique. However, it's not the level in Halacha that is selfish to take away the ability to use this Sudas as an opportunity to have a Sudas Mitzvah by the Sudas Purim. You can make Shev Brachas out of it. You can make it into a Siyam, a Sechta, even though you would say a Chas Nos, that's right, Chas, you get married in Purim, nothing wrong getting married in Purim. And Bar Mitzvah, you can use the Sudas Purim and you can combine it with another Suda. It's not a on Yom Tov, you can't do that. On Yom Tov, there are certain rules, you can't do that. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha, but Simcha does not go so far. Okay, the Rishon Lezion says, you need to have a Suda, so it's a minion to have it with a Mishpacha. The Sudas Purim is an inyan that you should have it with your whole family, not eat it alone. Because it says in the Megillah, Mishpacha o Mishpacha. Okay, now let me discuss some. Now let me discuss over here some lumdis and some lumdis. First of all, let's discuss the issue of can you be yotze the Sudas Purim with mezoinos? I don't want to wash. I just want to eat some hamantashen and let that be considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yimei Mishta v'Simcha of Sudas Purim. Is that valid? So b'di'evet, the Paiskim say, b'di'evet, it's okay. Because it's also, the Sudas is not so chamer. I just want to point out that it's not so pashit. There's a fascinating stipler. I told this to you not so long ago. The stipler says, on Shabbos, why is the halacha you have to repeat the birchas hamazon if you forget to say ritzei v'hachalitzein? So the answer is because the Gemara says you have to eat a seuda on Shabbos. If you don't eat a seuda on Shabbos, you have not fulfilled the oinik Shabbos, the covered Shabbos, the koroso l'Shabbos oinik. And the Gemara Masech the Berachah says you don't have a choice. If you have to eat the meal, that means the benching, you must make mention of Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu. And if you don't, you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Rosh Chodesh. If you have a Su'udas Rosh Chodesh and you forget to say Yale V'Yavo, do you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon? No. Why not? Because you don't have to have a Su'udah on Rosh Chodesh. The only thing about Rosh Chodesh is you're not allowed to fast. But just because you're not allowed to fast does not mean you have to have a suda. So therefore, if you get to say Yalav Yavo, it's okay. You do not need to repeat the Birch Samasa. Now, the stipler, he says something which really it shook me to the core. And he explains the Gemara differently than I ever understood it. And I think differently than most people ever understood it. When I come to a Suda Shabbos, how do I look at a Suda Shabbos? Oh, it's Shabbos. V'korosa l'Shabbos, oine, covered Shabbos. Ah, I'm obligated, what an easy mitzvah, easy mitzvah. I'm obligated to enjoy myself, to eat this, chalent and potato kugel, pacha, and coleslaw, and salad, I don't need any of this stuff, and this, and drink all these alcoholic beverages. Ah, that's what the Torah wants from me. Delicious, wonderful. Okay, I'm finished. I'm full. Gained 10 pounds from all this. Doctor's appointments scheduled for Sunday to undo the damage I've done to myself. Okay, what's next? Excuse me, sir. Did you bench? Oh, I got a bench also? All right. Yeah, give me a bencher. Okay, lip service. And I run to the benching. Okay, that's how I look at it, unfortunately. The stylist says, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. You're so messed up. You don't even know the difference between day and night. You just ate that meal for your own pleasure. That meal that you just ate has absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos. Zero zilch. Nothing. It was a suda of taiva. It all was. You have not fulfilled the korosa l'Shabbos oinek. What do you mean? You got to eat? No. What you got to do is, listen to this lumnus. This is so shocking to me. Fell off my chair hearing this. It's Shabbos. The korosa l'Shabbos oinek. You know what the oinek is? Today you're going to have an opportunity to say, Ritzei v'hachal itzeinu Hashem Elokeinu b'yoyim HaShabbos hazeh. That's the oinek. The oinek Shabbos is the real oinek, Ritzei v'hachal itzeinu b'yoyim HaShabbos hazeh. To say that tefillah. That's the oinek Shabbos. Okay, I'll say it. What are you going to say? You can't say it. You can't. It's a bracha levatala. You can't go say it. It's a bracha levatala. You can't just go say it. You only can say it if it's in the framework of bracha samazon. And to bracha samazon, you need food. So the food is only a hechatimsa, an instrument, an object, in order for you to get to the real Oinig Shabbos. The real Oinig Shabbos is to say Ritzei V'Hachal Itzeinu. The only way you can say Ritzei V'Hachal Itzeinu is to eat food. To eat now, what kind of food? Well, you got to eat bread. Because if you don't eat bread, if you eat a piece of chalent, what's chalent? You'll have, let's say, no barley, just potatoes and meat. You have some stew. So you make a bar piradam and a shahako. That's it. So you make a bar in the fashos. When you make the bar in the fashos, did you say Ritzei V'Hachal Itzeinu? No. So did you have oinek Shabbos? No. What do you mean? I had a delicious cholent. That's not Shabbos. That's you. That's your stomach. The oinek Shabbos is Ritzei V'Hachal Itzeinu. So how do I say Ritzei V'Hachal Itzeinu? Well, cholent's not going to do it. You need bread. Oh, you have bread. I wash. Once you have bread, so you have a whole suda. Now I can say Ritzei V'Hachal Itzeinu. So the reason why you have to repeat the benching is not because, oh, the suda, you have to have a suda. No, you don't have to have a suda. Just the opposite. You don't have to have nothing. The korosa call Shabbos and onim. Korosa, the kriya, call Shabbos and oinek. Doesn't say eat on Shabbos. Call Shabbos and oinek. The way you call Shabbos and oinek is to say ritzei. The food is a hechatimsa to get there. L'may nafkamina. According to this, what about eating mezoinos on Shabbos? If I eat mizdonis on Shabbos, do I get the say what say in the Al HaMichya? Yeah. You certainly do. Yeah. So it should come out that eating mizdonis or eating peiros of the Shivas HaMinim should also be a hechatimsa to be mekayim the koroso le Shabbos oinek. Now you'll say, oh, that's a cheap shot because you only say one line. Instead of saying the whole paragraph. But I did say I was maskier in a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says A-okay. Good enough. And according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it comes out that if you choose to be Mekayim your Suda Shabbos with mezoinos or peros, because you're going to say Ritzevach Alitzenu, if you forget to say in the Al HaMichya Ritzevach Alitzenu, you got to repeat it. Because that's the whole Kavod Shabbos. The Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah say no, Ritzevach Alitzenu doesn't do it. You got to say the Ganze Nusach, the whole Ritzay, you got to wash and bench. Got to do the whole deal. You got to wash to say the whole Nusach. Thus, Peiros is not so significant. It's not enough. So if you forget to say Ritzevach Alitzenu in the Al HaMichya, Aloitz, you don't have to repeat it because that's not enough. It works backwards. Now when you take this idea, I said this over at a shir once, recently, after I told it to you, I said over at a shir with Daf Yomi, there's a guy there that could not accept this. He could not accept what I just told you. He went literally berserk. And he started screaming during this. The whole shir is a Lebedeka shir. The whole purpose there is to get worked up. And so sometimes they get worked up, but I was Mekayim. The minig, this guy, he totally went berserk. And when the shir was over, he was arguing with me for well over an hour, telling me every word you can imagine, not for every word, but he could not accept this idea that to reverse the whole purpose of Oinik Shabbos is not that's the meal. I look at it, I own the meal, eat food, food. Oh, Nebuch, we got a bench also. Okay, that's how I look at it, right? Unfortunately, that's how I still look at it. But in the real world of the Torah, the korosa, it's not the eating, it's calling it Shabbos by saying a bracha, and you go backwards. It's a reverse. It's a tremendous chiddush. It really is a tremendous chiddush. But if you take this chiddush to Purim, it's amazing. Because on Purim, there is no azkara in Al HaMichya. You do not mention in the Al HaMichya Chanukah and Purim. A whole bunch of reasons why not, but that's not for now. You don't mention. So Bishloimo on Shabbos, you can work with this, the Yisoy. The whole purpose is to say a bracha that mentions Shabbos. So if you say Al HaMichya, you can say Ritzevach Alitzein, Nevi Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. But on Purim, where it's the Al HaNisim, You can't do that. So it would come out that if you have with this lumdus, when you work with this lumdus is correct. If it's correct, if you accept it, then the result is on Purim, you have no choice. You have to wash. There's no other solution. Well, you're going to say you can eat mezoinos, hamantashen. You're going to make it Al HaMichya. But in the Al HaMichya, there's no mention of Purim. So how can this be a Suda's Purim? The whole Suda is Nikra al Shem the Brocha. The Birchas Brocha Charoina. And if you don't have that Brocha Charoina, how in the world can you have that? So even though when it comes to Shabbos, maybe you can say you can eat Mezoinois and you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Because Taka, when you eat the Mezoinois, you're going to say, Ritzevach Alitzei Nebiyama Shabbos Hazeh. But Purim, you can't do that. You have to eat bread. It would come out lemaskana, the Indian of eating bread on Purim is more chomor than any other Suda the whole year round. Because every other Suda, when you understand the lumness of a Suda, it's not the food, it's the nusach of the bracha that you thank Hashem. And that can even come out with an Al HaMichya. So there's room to wiggle. But there's no room to wiggle when it comes to Purim. You gotta eat the bread. Chanukah also, you know, if you make a Suda, the Suda has to be passed. Because if you want the mile of the Al HaNisim, you have to have the Al HaNisim. Okay, more than one, I'll tell you one last thing. There's another very big thing I want to tell you, we're not gonna have time, I'll just say one short thing. And that is, could you be a sitter, please? Can you please be a sitter? Thank you very much. And that is, what happens if you forget to say in the Birchas HaMazon Al HaNisim? I told you, so according to this, that also, by the way, now this thing that I just told you now changed the whole lumnus. Halacha l'maaseh, if you forget to say Al HaNisim, do you repeat the Birchas HaMazon? No. It goes to show that we don't accept this lumnus, right? We don't accept, but many Paiskim, they don't want to say that. They want to say you do need to repeat. And they tell you, you know, if you would be really concerned for your Yiras Shemayim, you would figure out a way to get in another on Al HaNisim. Wash again. When your wife is not watching, go and wash again on a piece of bread so you can make, repeat that, and you can wash and you can make a Birch Samaz and again to Mikhail the Mystic because it's not so posh in your yoitz if you don't say Al HaNisim. Now, what happens if Taki you say you're benching and you forget to say Al HaNisim? So it's not, all hope is not over if you're not mistalik from the Birch Samaz by adding in the Al HaNisim. Now, I don't know if it works to such a degree where you shouldn't wash again. L'chor, you shouldn't wash again. But the next best thing, what you can do, if you didn't finish the benching, is you say the harachamans. So when you come to the harachamans, if you realize that you forgot to say Al HaNisim, so Chazal tells you, I wonder if they have it in the Siddur. They should have it in the Siddur. You're supposed to say, here it is, look at that, in the art scroll, so they did this to Toiva, okay? Im bechaneko uve purim, shochach loymar al hanisim, bimekoymoy horoy yoymar. So you know what you do? There's a solution. It's not ideal. I don't think it's ideal. I think you should really wash again if you can, and do it right. But if you can't do any of the above, so the next, if you didn't finish after you say bamoroyim, yilam dalei avil zchush shetelim shalom nitzav rochem es Hashem utzdaka melukei yishenu. Then you go back, turn it back a few pages, and you say then, you go back and you say the Nusach. So what are you asking? So you're replacing the beginning of the Al HaNisim Vela Purkan. You're replacing that line with a Harachama. Now, wait a minute. It doesn't make any sense. If you do it the right way, what do you say? You say, we thank you Hashem, b'chol yoim, u'b'chol eis, u'b'chol sha'ah, and Al HaNisim, we thank you for the miracles, v'yala porkon, v'yala gvuros, v'yala teshuos, v'yala melchomos, she'asis alav oseinu, b'yamim mohim azman hazeh, b'yamim Mordechai v'yester. There is absolutely no prayer in the nusach of the Al HaNisim if it's said the way it's supposed to be said. It's pure, unadulterated praise. Pure, pristine. No impurities. Noidil Hashem Elokeinu. We thank you for this, and we thank you for Al HaNisim V'Yala Purkan. Pure praise. But let's say you forget to thank Hashem. What are Chazal doing here? They tell you now, daven, bang your head into the wall, shuckle, pray, harachamon, may you, the one that's filled with mercy, may you, who yaseh lanu nisim, oh, please, Hashem, make for us miracles. V'niflos, do again, nochamol. Miracles. Kasha osel avosenu b'yamim mochem b'zman, like you did, b'yamim Mordechai v'Esther. What in the world are you doing here? You're taking a nusach that was composed as praise, and you're transforming it into a bakosha, into a prayer. So some people would say, I like the prayer better. I can use some miracles in my life. I can really use some big, big miracles. I would prefer to forget. So I can say it as a bakosha. Are you talking? Choyte niskar? The sinner is going to profit? The guy who is so callous, doesn't pay attention, he forgets. So he's the one now that can say a bakasha, harachamon, who yasel anunisim, can make into a bakasha? Can't be. It can't be. And that makes us reflect that if you don't, the day, what is Purim called? Vayomim ho'ele nizkorim v'naasim. The whole day is a day of remembrance. How can you not remember? This is the worst day not to remember. The worst day not to remember the whole year. Rosh Hashanah, it's called Yom HaZikaron, but that's not about that. That's not about the Suda. That's about your life is on the line. The worst day of the year you can possibly forget what you're doing is Purim. Because it's the only day of the year that it's called V'hayomim ho'ele nizkorim v'nasim. And the mitzvah of the yom is the su'udah, because the whole Megillah is about a su'udah. And you forget what you're doing when you're doing the mitzvah? You're out of your mind? Out of your mind? Yeah. Such a person needs rachamim. It's not a joke. Such a person is in a lot of trouble. Hitak harachamon. You need, it's not chasid shavard, it's pshat. It's mamas pshat. It's a very sad thing to forget on Purim. And therefore, Chazal, they insulted you. The Mamish insulted you. They say you better pray for your soul. You better pray for your soul. Harachamon hu yaselanu. And believe me, miracles don't come around every day. To pray for a miracle, you need a lot to pray for a miracle. Who says you need a lot to pray for a miracle? Harachamon yishtu for us the miracles. You don't do that. Who says you can pray for miracles? Who says you can pray for miracles? You pray for... You don't pray for miracles. It's almost as if Chazal are playing a Purim spiel with you on Purim. They're insulting your intelligence. That's how I look at it. They're telling you to pray for miracles. Chazal, the last people in the world that will tell you to pray for a miracle. Chazal are so down to earth. They're so realistic. They're so pragmatic. They're so in tune with Teva. They're the last people in the world that would tell you to pray for a miracle. They'll tell you, deal with the situation you got. The Hasidic Rebbes tell you they'll do miracles. Okay, but Chazal don't tell you to pray. So what are Chazal really here doing? They're really insulting you. I mean, insulting you. The irony is so great. You forgot today's Purim? V'hayamim ho'ele nizkorim v'na'at, the only day of the year? May the merciful one, who is a may he yasel lanu nisim v'niflos. What? It's almost like they're mocking you. You need big miracles, and you're not getting any big miracles. Kasha oslav v'sen v'imohim v'vanazeh. I don't know if this is such a var, is a true var what I'm saying over here, but you hear the point. It's something that is very unsettling. How we shift. We shift like this. All right, have a wonderful day.
You have oysters. See, they once said, I mean, they said, if you don't care, it's easy to get rich. You don't care how you make your money. You don't care. Well, if you really don't care, you have no scruples about how you earn money, you can get rich. The problem is, once you have trouble, people are watching you, and you're looking over your shoulder and you got to act differently. I joked to my wife why I took the job as a rabbi. I said, because I felt I needed hashgacha, in other words, because I know if I don't trust myself not to sit and learn. I had to sit and learn more once the kids were grown up already. I had less of whatever it is. I took the job to do shiurim and things like that, because if I had to learn on my own, trust myself to learn on my own, I wouldn't do it. So I said, once you have covered, everybody's looking at you. You know, it's like, I said I was shopping one time when I came from the gym, and I was wearing my sweats, and one of the rebbes walked into the store, and he looked at me, and said, Shmuel. Positive, you know. That's it. It was Rav Avishtam. He looked at me and said, Shmuel. Nah. You can't go like that.
Let me tell you something.
Didn't like
it. No. This is the guy you're talking about. Epstein.
Is this the OU?
Who?
Is this the OU?
No, Batya.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
You know about it?
I don't know
the details. Okay, well, this is the... Also, let me hear the names of yeshivas of Marta.
This is one of the...
It's a different group that makes it. I don't know. It's another guy.
Is there a makar for two suitors in
Tusis, no.
Most people make two suitors.
No such thing. You can do whatever you want. There's no
question. Just to say Alanisim?
You can be Makhno like
say Alanisim extra.
Every time you make it Alanisim.
Yeah, but there's no nothing...
To make two meals?
But you never heard that?
No such thing.
You can make it like the bra. The bra makes in the morning and then...
I never heard that there's an thing to make. There's only one suitor. One suitor. Who's the two suitors?
And the Purim, it's not at night. I'm talking during the day. Yeah.
One suda. No such thing as two sudas. No such thing.
I know Shana Rabba, they make, I think, two sudas. I don't. They have
two sudas. Shana Rabba, who says?
I think that was the Ninya. I remember someone saying you should have one suda and then you should have another suda.
I heard Erev Yom Kippur. You want to talk about crazy things? Erev Yom Kippur, yes, you should have seven sudas. I heard this. I heard a woman.
She
eat
a lot.
Nima Mizrahi. You know who Nima Mizrahi is? She's a very famous speaker.
Right.
I heard. I couldn't believe I heard her. I heard her mamish say, "Anyone that asks me for a skula, I'm telling you, the ultimate skula, you should bench seven times Erev Yom Kippur. You wash and eat seven times. Eat bread." Seven times.
You should make a lot of brachas on Erev Yom
Kippur. You're going to tell me that it says in Shulchan Aruch that he's supposed to eat seven meals Erev Yom Kippur? Absurd. You have a skula? I never heard of this skula. To me, the skula is totally outrageous. You believe in it? Good for you. Someone, Rebbe, told you to do the skula. And she was, and I know she's a very respected woman. She's a very highly respected woman. Very have all over, a very world-renowned speaker, and she was mamish going away at this, and my mouth dropped. I could not believe what I was hearing. So the same way, I can say with confidence, there's no such thing as eating seven sudas on Erev Yom Kippur. There's no such thing as eating two sudas on Purim or eating two sudas on Hashanah Rabbah. People like to eat. You want to make a party? Listen to, hey, do whatever you want to do. But don't pervert the halacha. There's no such thing.
What is it? Isn't it rather sweet on you to that? If you're especially
possibly,
if you're hungry.
You start the Suda before Shkia and you bench after Shkia or late at night. You recite Al Hanisim.
And the Suda should have wine too, what, right?
The only difference is that in this case, if you forget to say Al Hanisim, you definitely do not have to say it. During the day, the halacha is you don't repeat the Birkas
HaMazon,
but it's a problem. And because it's a problem, a person should seek a solution, and the solution would be to eat another meal or to have someone bench for it. But at night, there's nothing to discuss.
But the candles, I heard also, the candles, what's the best that is? To put candles on.
Two candles.
The two candles, that I heard.
They're in the neshama.
But when you have a suit on, you're supposed to have wine?
Yes.
You definitely must have something to drink, right?
Definitely. Ain't simple.
But it has to be, a suit has to be meat and fish, right?
No, a suit is bread. A suit, as we said before, a suda is bread in order that you can say Birchas HaMazon, and the Birchas HaMazon you say Al Anisa. That's the suda. Obviously, the proper way to have a suda is to have basar, to have yayin, to have fish, to do it the right way, depending upon what you could afford and what has meaning to you.
Right.
But there's no Shulchan Aruch how to have the suda. How many courses? You do what. You know what's good for you, what you're accustomed to, and what's good for you and your family. But the basic thing is to have bread, wide bread. Why? So you can bench and you can say Al Hamis. That's the correct attitude. The correct attitude is the reason why you're eating is just as an opportunity to recite Birchas HaMazon. There are people out there, you'd be surprised, that the biggest real sukula in the world, the biggest real sukula, I'm not talking about making the focus, like eating seven times before Yom Kippur. The real sukula is Birchas HaMazon. To say Birchas HaMazon properly. There are people who actually would not want to eat bread. I don't eat bread. I don't like bread. Bread just to have the opportunity to say the Birchas HaMazon properly. Because that's probably the only real segula. Everything else is
want to hear another shocking thing? The lady called me up from Karaden Bakery. So I asked her this year, how much is going to be the matzah this year? $47.
What?
$47 a pound.
No, that's double the price.
$47 a pound, wow.
What was it last year?
44. He charged $44 last year.
A regular, normal month is like $22, $23.
People are willing to pay this crazy money. People are so rich.
And she says she's
what's the mile of this of a regular
But this is the bake. She bakes matzahs for you, and you take it home the same. You know what I mean?
Why is it double the price? What's the mile of these matzahs?
She's thinner. She's thinner matzahs. Very.
I tried. It's not even so good. Two thin is not even good. I tried.
It's thin. It's much thinner than
don't even like it.
So whose matzahs are good?
Each his own.
Maybe, but which matches use?
How about
I buy whatever, wherever I eat, whatever they serve, I eat.
But I mean, but there's no good, like Kristira or Satna.
I couldn't give. I would go to the store myself to buy the matzah. I would probably buy machine matzah. Machine matzah.
Yeah.
No, why you, though?
What?
OUD? 18 more you strikes.
My father wasn't for what? My father was not a Talmud of YU. My father was a Talmud of RJJ. My father taught the economics department. His son is my uncle, and he's still giving the lecture. It says in the box.
That's right.
He's still alive.
Menashevet owns it.
What?
Leave it.
Menashevet.
They bought it. They moved their facility.
Menashevet's bought it.
They bought it out here.
Machine matzah is more kosher. It's a fact. It's more
kosher. Yeah, but I would trap my minik.
Right. So I also, there's no way you can resolve the conflict. Matzah, hand matzah has the milah of lishma. Matzah is mitzvah. Matzah is mitzvah. That you do it, you're able to inject L'shem matzah mitzvah with
that. And on the machine you can't do it when you press the machine. Yeah.
So they try today, they try
machine
all these things.
Machine says it too,
they do it before they push the buttons.
They have a song going in the background, L'shem matzah mitzvah.
They do it, but it's still not the same. And also, hand matzah always tastes better. Sorry to tell you, always tastes better. But kashrus wise, every single person will tell you that kashrus wise,
it's easier.
It's machine matzah today is more kosher.
Tastes better.
Okay, and money? I don't know how in the world a family, of a large family, how in the world today you could, anyone, when I was a kid, we were spoiled by parents, we only had hand matzah. Okay, but in those days, shots of matzah it was expensive, but it wasn't, what do they charge now for shots of matzah?
$30.
What are you talking about? When I, first time my father sent me to buy an extra pound of matzah was $1.75 round matzah.
What, 1932?
No, in late 50s.
By the way, like as we said, $1.75.
He sent me to Moshe's, my father sent me to Moshe's, we needed another pound of round matzah.
they lead by the Seder.
I told them.
But
that
Israel,
boys who come on, that now is very standard. That
you know
people
what, you know
come
what a pound of matzah by strikes was in those
you
days?
Your matzah.
But this you bring your own?
Seminary boys and girls, Yeshiva Bachem, they come out to the you bring your own, bring your matzah. Because what you do, the Rebbe doesn't have money to live. And what he has to go pay for your matzahs, and they also are $25 a person for the matzahs. So you come to a Seder by your Rebbe, the minig there became now, you basically bring your own matzahs.
I buy currency.
And how about food? How about food also?
They can't afford food. They don't have food either.
My nephew told me one time that he was in yeshiva, and we were a bunch of boys, and all of a sudden he sees nobody's eating. The kids are not eating. So he told the boys, we're not eating. We got very insulted. So he told them, so I think that's what he told me. Like, I wouldn't be invited, but let me buy the food. Let me buy the chicken, let me buy this. And that's what I used to come.
But then
it's very sad. There's no part else.
You know, but I think the interesting thing in Israel, the Purushim and the other one, Purushim do eat machine, the other one's done bedafka. There's a whole thing.
The old Yerushalmi eat machine.
Why? Yeah.
They started it.
And they keep it that way.
And they watch it.
The machine is more kosher.
No. Just like with the Stramlich and everything, they eat bedafka. A machine. Because that's the minute.
That's all the history.
Like 100 years ago.
Look at the history. History, well, they didn't have machines 300 years ago.
That machine, no, but that machine, 19...
The first machines were horrific.
1860s. But like in 1860, 1860, the big,
yeah.
But the Sanzerot said, you know, made an issa on a machine mat for one reason only. Because the panasa, the old lady in panasa,
it took away the panasa.
I'm not saying a reason.
I don't know.
Sanya said without a reason, because you shouldn't be came later and say we know the reason and it's not shaya anymore. He literally did not say a reason.
I heard different, but maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I'm not.
Politically charged. There are only 100 factors that go into the machine.
See, do you know the problem is? All these Hasidic guys, real from it, you can't, like you said, you can't afford.
How could Rebbe in Chaim Berlin afford, a family of 8 children, how could he afford to buy
hand matzah
for the whole family for the entire Pesach?
You
beginning
get
to end.
You get hit price.
We don't get hit price. We don't get hit price.
No. My father always got. I mean, they started a long time ago.
Oh, some.
You got a postcard in the mail, and it said you're late for picking up my.
You went
to 32 Lynn Street or some address in Borough Park, where they gave you.
Karastira,
and it was half the price.
But now half the price. $45.
So I started getting the card after my bud. I felt very. My wife said, "Well," I said, "No, I could afford to pay, and I don't want to take this. I don't want to take this."
You know what I do? It's just a sale.
Not a good idea I tore up the card, and they never sent me again. That's all.
Moshe sometimes has a sale. I watch it. If you bought $50 to buy for $15 about this, so I buy
deals.
What deals?
You know they do now. They sell in Costco. Machine matches.
Right.
Very good price, and also you can return it after Pesach.
You kidding me?
Right. Yeah. Costco.
And people they buy.
I know what I need.
But then you
have
to give it up for free.
My wife charged down how much we ate last year.
Yeah, that's why I'm buying it.
If you bought it from they had a sale. If you bought a certain amount, you got a free $5.
That's what I call it.
The co-op sells lots of year round.
Bingo.
They sell real good stuff.
My wife charged it.
Shopping carts, and they get a full discount, no questions asked. Brilliant. Try that by Moshe's. Yeah, try to be like a mouth for a Pesach as well.
You don't know my wife. You know what the most amazing thing I still remember?
How
she took a very bad fall once on Shabbos afternoon. She broke her arm badly and other things, and she knocked out a tooth, you know, like that. So she went to the dentist, and she said before she went to the closet, opened up a suitcase, and took out, she had, from when she also had, she had a temporary that she had wrapped up in a suitcase. So she brought it to Dr. Crumbine that time. He stood there in total shock. He said, it's not that you had it, it's that you knew where to get it when you needed it, and you went right to the place where you put it 30 years ago, and you brought in a temporary, so I didn't have to make you a temporary for the tooth. It was like, just standing there. I was with her because she was in bad shape. She really ripped herself up. She fell down a staircase by her mother's house outside the street and really hurt herself badly. But he was just standing there like this. Like, total amazement. With that, you know, she has places where she put things. Right? She knows where she put it. She can't even find her keys, you know, for the car, but she does. These things she remembers. It's funny.
What's our cafe? What is he doing now?
He's talking about the elections, and he's cursing out that Goda. He says, in 1988, there was a fight to put a Isser on Chazar in Israel, and Begin agreed, he was there. And then politically they came and they promised Aguda a lot of money if they would not object. He says, this was before your massive Russians. He says, the Russians today, the second generation, they don't understand that there was a Isser on Chazar. They don't know, they live in you have the biggest shopping center selling Chazar all over. Then you could have done it because there was no Chazar anywhere and everyone would agree to it. There was no big problem. Even the Bapam.
Aguda was bribed to take him not to object to
allow Chazar. Not to put a law against Chazar.
Chazar. So that what's this happening right now?
So now it's all over.
So
when
it's all over,
you can't
take it away. Once
so you say because
the Aguda was bribed. Then the Mapamnikins, no matter how they were anti, they knew what it meant to eat pig.
Right. So he's bringing his
but now up, you have all the Russians.
Off 90, has nothing better to do but to dig up all
the. No, he's talking about the politics or the support. He's talking about.
So he's saying that the corruption of the Aguda today is the same as.
He didn't say that. He just said who to vote for. He tells you
who he's. What is he doing from 1988? What's it care about?
No, because this is the problem is that. Are from people.
We have to go bring up the story of 1988.
No, because it affected now. Because today, there's so many Russians and so many Israelis that are eating pig and they don't understand. Let's say, whatever it is, you walk by and you walk down Manhattan and you see naked girls walking the street. You feel a little embarrassed about it, right? But if you see that every day, your kids don't even know there's something wrong with it, you know? They don't understand it. So today, you have 800,000 Russians. You have, they go to the army, they think they're Israelis. They don't know right, they don't know what a six is, you know? They go, you know, there was a day, let's say, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but saw a guy, a blonde, white girl walking with a black guy.
Moss.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Today I have my next door neighbor in the basement, right in the basement, a Schreinzer. He's so shy.
Okay,
so
black. Yeah, they're black in the
brown. Mamish like this.
Yeah, okay.
Like this. My next door neighbor in the basement. Okay. And he has living with him, they're not married, living with him, Mamish, a girl that's white. He passed it to me. And I'm looking for the whole block. Well, Titus, what are you renting out to these people? Are you crazy?
Yeah. Right.
What's going
on? He doesn't care. He doesn't care. So that's why he's mentioning it.
I hope that he has always an accent.
Hello?
Always.
Hello? What? Do you see people here?
How you feeling
about that? I got
What?
Are you asking me?
I care about you. I'm very worried about you. You go for an exam, a very serious exam. I'm worried about you. How are you feeling? You feel good today?
You sit by me.
Listen, I don't want to talk about that. That's high luchud v'ayich. Let's talk about you now. Forget about the shit. Let's talk about you now. How are you feeling? Are you feeling
good? Hashem.
You look very good. You look fresh and vibrant.
I look very much. There is keen on.
So that's not, we're not talking about that.
I am sitting by Sadiq, I am Achi Sadiq.
What is
every day I am Sadiq, you are Sadiq.
What is going to be
not
what's
like,
the next step with
you know,
this
people,
no, no, I don't want to talk about this.
No, why should not?
He doesn't listen to the share. He's going to listen to every share.
It's Wi-Fi over here.
Stereo.
I know.
The blood.
Oh, You're sick in the head.
You're
sick in the head.
What hurts you?
Shave it, Yehuda. And shave it. What's shaving you?
This is like.
The Abraham.
This is
I hope they are going to stop feeding here to get lunch home to close the
Why do you get the lunch?